About how old was your father here? You know about how old
he was? He was 67, 68, I believe.
He died of a heart attack. He went down depot.
You know what? He went through, he used to have months, you know, he was bald and hot, meal and things. And he had slept with men, boys that had the mumps. He never did have the mumps, the measles or nothing. And never did get down with no kind of sickness. They used to have these chills and fever, you know, way back, malaria chills and fever. And he never did take it. And my aunt, his sister lived in Tuscaloosa. He lived there, John, but he didn't live there. My mother died when I wasn't much older than I was there. She died not too long after this picture was made. And he just stayed in good health. And his sister, my aunt, Sarah Jane Brown, lived in Tuscaloosa. And he went up there and spent the night one night with him. Hadn't been complaining no way for no time. And my aunt said the depot was about a half mile down from where she lived. He was gonna come out on that morning train that morning. He come on the yard, come out, they eat breakfast. He come out down the yard, she walked out and pulled him and her to and talked a little bit. And she said, I don't know when I have felt better than I do this morning. I just feel so good. And said he had a watch. He said, oh, I better go. I'm going to miss that train. It's train time now. I did about a quarter of a mile to the depot. And he left in a hurry. And there was a Shettles boy that we used to go to school. He lived in Tuscaloosa then. He was at the depot. We used to take up cross ties for the regular company. And he was there. And we'd all raised up together. And he said my daddy walked in there and called for his ticket. And just the depot, he went to get the ticket. He run his hand in his pocket to get money out of the picture. They said he didn't live but about 30 seconds.
Oh.
That's the way he went.
Well, that was just sudden, wasn't it?
Like that. Never was surprised in my life. He never was just complaining. And he told my aunt that morning, his sister, you know, when he had it. But I imagine, and they said that they thought that was what it was, he thought he was going to the train and leave him, you know, and he hurried, and it caused him to have a heart attack. But then, which it could have been.
Sure could. Well, that picture held up well. That's a good picture of your family.
This is the one that went to church that night, the boy let that warden go.
Much better up there. And he did work for RCA. And then he got went in business for himself. He's got a wholesale electrical place.
You were talking about that furniture in your house, you're talking about the chairs. Did y'all have a sofa or anything like that?
You know, they hadn't been here so long. They've been here a long time, didn't they? Not 1 year.
So the only thing you'd actually have to sit in were the chairs then? The only thing you'd actually have to sit in were chairs, didn't have a couch or anything like that?
Oh yes. Had chickens and had my dad had a...
Well, he's talking about in the house. Chairs.
Oh yeah, had them homemade chairs, you know, like I've got two here now that... It made just like the ones we used to have when I was a kid.
It didn't have any kind of sofa at all.
They didn't. You didn't have much way back. No electricity. Goodness, I can't see now without electricity.
I guess you didn't have indoor plumbing or a bathroom inside either.
No.
House was made out of logs.